I will look for my sheep.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the first weekday now of Lent, children, and we remember today that it was St. Peter, the Prince of the Apostles, who instituted Lent. And so the church goes in spirit to one of his churches in Rome, which is, you might say, the capital city of Catholicism. And it's the church that has the same name as our cathedral. That's where the bishop used to say Mass and preach. The cathedral in Cincinnati is called St. Peter's Chains. And the original church in Rome has some of the chains that St. Peter wore when he was arrested by the Jews and later by the Romans and held in prison. The first time in Jerusalem, an angel came and freed him miraculously. The chains were kept, and you can still see them if you ever get to Rome and venerate this precious relic of how much St. Peter suffered and was willing to suffer for Christ and for his church. St. Peter, like all the apostles, was always going off after the sheep, to bring the sheep in, to seek for them, to take care of them, to instruct them. And that's the great lesson of today's Mass, really, children. It is that, well, you can't miss the point. You're the sheep, and your shepherds are, well, they would be your parents, of course, and your teachers, and the priests, and the bishops, and the good sisters, too. Those would all be ones who are taking care of the sheep. They're taking care of you. And the idea of the gospel, rather a long one today, is that, well, we have to take care of our shepherds who take care of us. Well, how are we the sheep? I was reading about sheep this morning, not being from a farming background, I would have to read about them, although I've seen sheep, of course, over the years. You know, some people say that sheep are stupid, but they're not. They're not stupid. They're quiet animals, and they're a little suspicious. And they don't make friends easily. You don't get their trust right away. And they're a little bit on the smelly side, too, and they tend to run towards dirty, which is a shame because their wool is actually very beautiful, of course, especially if you see it from a distance. And then there's the goats. We don't want to end up with the goats. A lot of people like goats. I think they like goat milk or something. But you're not supposed to be a goat because the goat symbolizes the souls that don't take care of the shepherds that end up going into hell. Taking care of the shepherds. What would the shepherds take care of us? How do we take care of the shepherds? Well, we help them out as best we can. Just think today, children. Today, so far in school or so far at home, you've made life easier or harder for your shepherds. When mom got you up this morning and maybe dad drove you or did this or that for you, and then when you came to school and you had your teachers with you, and then the dealings with the priest, sometimes the priest is your teacher during the day. Either you make life easier for them, because our Lord says in the epistle today, my sheep hear my voice. Because the sheep know who the real shepherd is, and they're not trustful of anybody else. Do you hear your shepherd's voice? Are you careful to carry out those commands or orders or requests that are given you? Are you cheerful and are you loyal and faithful? Those are all ways of taking care of the shepherd. Remember, during Lent, we think about what do I need to do? What are the duties that God gives me right now? That's the most important thing each day, so I can save my soul and go to heaven. Well, our Lord is telling you something a little different today. He's saying, be a good sheep. Take care of your shepherds. Listen to their voice. Do what you're told. And do it willingly with a smile. And work just as hard as you can to please them, because that's very pleasing to Almighty God. Children, our Lord will always take care of us. He will always send shepherds who will mind us. And if we get lost, they'll go after us. And they'll always make sure that we have plenty to eat and that we're warm and well-fed and taken care of. That's just part of the great goodness of our God to us. But today, let me think, am I taking care of my shepherds? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.